In Italy, there's more bad news and a glimmer of hope. The number of coronavirus deaths is now nearing 14,000, but the rate of new infections is rising more slowly every day. The term plateau is being used a lot, but authorities are desperate for people not to let their guard down. Here and Now's Anna Benstead has this postcard from the Tuscan town of Fiesole.
Looking out over the Tuscan countryside, the hills are verdant with olive groves and cypress trees. The sun has teased out the wild violets, and pink anemones add a touch of colour to grassy meadows. One would think a chapter from under the Tuscan sun was about to unfold. So it's hard to read the words of the mayor of this small Tuscan town on her Facebook page. Sono veramente molto arrabbiata. I am really very angry, she writes. Mayor Anna Ravoni is truly annoyed because she has seen too many people outside ignoring lockdown orders to stay indoors. 2 months ago, you could have bumped into Anna Ravoni here in Fiesole and her welcoming smile would have brightened your day. So her angry tone is striking. But on the whole, the citizens of Fiesole support her. They want the mayor and the local police to give out more of the large fines that can now be placed on those who break the restriction rules, fines of up to 3,000 euros. One commenter on her page, though, has a more old-school approach. I invite my fellow citizens to throw water from our terraces and windows on those who have no respect for those who've already died from coronavirus. Other mayors across Italy have been posting even more impassioned videos with instructions to their citizens.
Di casa, da casa non deve uscire nessuno. E a Messina non esce nessuno perché c'è un'ordinanza.
Dovete stare a casa! Siete degli irresponsabili!
Se una viene in casa tua, se una viene in casa tua ed è venuta in casa mia, è venuta in casa di un'altra a fare i capelli a un'altra.
Quanto la spesa si dovrebbe fare? Una volta ogni 10 giorni.
These calls to obey the rules and stare a casa, stay home, do seem to be working. Despite the blips on sunny days and some of the irritation on display, Italians seem to be surprising even themselves with how much they're sticking to the restrictions of lockdown life. From my housebound state, as I lean out of the window, I hear and see very little movement. In fact, one of the loudest sounds is in the afternoon when a van drives by with a loudspeaker on top, reminding everyone to stay inside. The big excitement in our house was when I went online and managed to score a home delivery of groceries. On the assigned day, I waited at the front door with my protective gloves on as the little truck made its way up the lane. The delivery man was remarkably cheerful, and together we worked out something of a dance routine so he could bring the groceries in without either of us getting too near each other. Here in central Italy, the disease hasn't been as heart-wrenchingly devastating as in the north of the country. And the example of the north probably explains why so many people here are following the guidelines and are infuriated when a few people don't. On the last day of March, Anna Ravoni and every mayor in Italy stood for a minute of silence in front of their town halls, with the flags at half-staff and the bells tolling to remember those who'd already died from coronavirus. For Here and Now, I'm Anna Benstead in Fiesole, Italy.